You're with Annie and Tabea on Solidarity Breakfast on 3CR, your community radio station, and we've got Spike from the Homeless Persons Union on the line. G'day, Spike. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. I'm finding it hard to hear you.
Oh, okay. I'll talk up. Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's a bit better.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Okay, the reason why we've got you here is because you were, you and Kelly, as part of the Homeless Persons Union, presented the voices of people experiencing homelessness to the Melbourne City Council on the 21st as they were discussing their new plan. Can you talk to us about what happened at that meeting?
Okay, So from 5:30 to about 9 o'clock Tuesday night, they were forced to listen to the submissions made by the public in relation to the security guard plan and a bunch of other issues as well, like new developments, you know, new apartment developments, that sort of stuff. So what was important to us was people speaking to the issue of the security guard policy. We were able to present 10 testimonies from people having a lived experience of homelessness in the CBD. That are having a lived experience right now. And the councillors and the people present were able to hear the dramatic impact it had on their mental health, their physical health, their sense of self, just their self-worth, and the impact it had on their ability to conduct their lives throughout the rest of the day. They're already having to deal with having showers, do their laundry, make a meal, all within the 9 to 5. You know, 9 to 5 hours, like in between business hours. Like homelessness doesn't follow business hours, but, you know, people who are on below the poverty line benefits, you know, like we can't provide them with a service, you know, that
makes 24 hours
all day. But yeah. The important thing for us, I guess, now is just to remind, was to be able to remind those councillors the depth of the impact that policy had on those people's lives.
As someone said out the front, that the Melbourne City Council isn't really a democratic organisation because it's overrepresented by the vote of the commercial interests in the Melbourne CBD. And this may not even be people who live in the CBD. These are people who are running commercial outlets. They have double the presence in the voting process. Did you see any discernible interest from the councillors about your presentation?
That's a fantastic question. You know what? I guess we were talking about this the other day, and it's a really, some of us thought, well, they were forced to listen, you know, and they had to act because they acted really disinterested. They had this really cold, vacant sort of look about them. And then on the other hand, I guess you could look at it, that's their way of, protecting themselves, and I think that was a really difficult that was really difficult to judge. For a lot of us going in there with those testimonials, we thought that was a really good idea. We thought it was about as historic in the sense that for probably the first time that they were forced to listen to the impact that their policies had on people, the people that are homeless.
Yeah, I understand.
So I guess, I don't know how much, your question is how much impact did it have on them?
Yeah, I mean on their vote, I presume.
Oh, the vote, I think that's set in concrete. Unfortunately, and I think go back to the issue of democracy and democratic. That's such an undemocratic body. Apparently, people who own businesses get two votes.
Yeah, they do.
In the voting, when at election time, at the city council election. So it's completely, it's totally bogus. There's not a democratic bone in their body. So, it has nothing. Yeah, they're not interested in democracy at all. The policy's undemocratic. There was a complete lack of consultation with the people. There was no consultation at all. There was not even consultation with the people they purport, like the capitalist class they purport to represent. They didn't even consult with them till after the fact.
Okay.
So there's not a even though it was a representative body, there's not a representative representative bone in their body. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Apparently, Tuesday the 28th of October at 5:30 p.m., there's been a call to have people come because the council plan is going to be formally adopted by the council.
Correct. That's what I guess. That's like the theatre of the democratic processes that, you know, they're going to go through their processes and adopt the plan. Yes. On Tuesday, and I guess we would like to have a presence there on Tuesday night also, just to remind them that we're not going away. This isn't, I mean, we're finding this really difficult at the HPU as to, like, what do we do now? And I think it's important that we get together, all our allies and the people that are opposed to this policy, get together and put our heads together, because it's, you know, we can't let this happen. You know, even they decided that they're going to do away with the private security guards and replace them with what they call safety officers, which makes not one scintilla of difference as far as we're concerned. It's just changing their jackets.
Yeah, it's so, like calling the weapons industry the protection industry.
Pardon? Sorry?
It's like calling the weapons manufacturers protection industry.
Correct. Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, we're encouraging people to go down there Tuesday night to show solidarity with people whose lives have been dramatically impacted by this outrageous policy. You know, the militarization of public space, that's fundamentally what it is. Not to mention the cameras. The 100 extra private cameras that are going to be added to the existing public cameras, you know, surveillance cameras in the CVD that are run out of the town hall office. So they're going to be able to profile people, and we know from history that it's the people that are constantly being profiled and put in the faces in the crosshairs is the homeless, but vulnerable community, minorities. So it's important that we, continue to show up and make our voices heard.
Thanks for talking to us this morning.
No worries. Thank you.